No. The New Year's fireworks were crazy. I couldn't go last year, remember? So it was awesome to finally go and see them with you. Saturdays are always busy, but I was not expecting that many people to be there. But the tickets were only like, what, 15 pounds? So it wasn't like it was a big expense or anything. I don't think my ears have recovered either, but it was totally worth it. Yeah, maybe next time we should book a hotel room so we don't have to travel. Oh, wouldn't it be better to just get a room with a view of the fireworks? Like, on the Thames or something. Yeah, you're probably right. It's a lot of money for one night. But the memories made are priceless. Why do you always have to be so smart? I get it, you can't make memories like that without the money, so you're saying that money does buy happiness? I think it does to an extent as well. Like now, if we went to a fancy restaurant, we could try those really out there foods and stuff. But I could also go to Nisa or something, stock up on snacks, and have a quiet night indoors with you. Which one do you want to do then? Good call. I'm not dressed for a fancy date either. If I was, I'd put my expensive cologne on and dress to impress. You, of course. I don't need approval from anyone, but I catch the way you look at me. Yeah, you try to hide it, but you're not subtle, at all. You do that thing where you sneak a glance and then turn your head as if you didn't look in the first place, but I'm always watching you. I watch you because, one, you watch me, so I watch you, and two, because sometimes I just can't take my eyes off you. You can't take compliments in public, can you? Alright, come on. Let's get some snacks for tonight. What do you want? Yeah, I could go for that too. There's a shop over there. What? You're surprised I'm picking up the lingo? I'd be more surprised if I didn't. Spending a few years in the UK, you're gonna learn the slang in some kind of way. My mom's starting to notice too. Yeah, after you left to take a bath, she said she noticed how different I talk, and that I choose other words now. But you never catch it yourself, you know? I've been saying, crisps instead of chips, and chips instead of fries, because if I go into a fish and chip shop and ask for fries, they'll think I'm a dumb American. It's happened before! The woman gave me the most confused look I'd ever seen, and the friends that I was with at the time started laughing, and I had no idea what was going on. But at least the owner was nice enough to joke around with them, and I got a one-on-one lesson on what chips, wedges, and fries are. Like, they brought out Google Images and everything. So ever since, I've been really careful about the British way to say stuff. No, you're right. Sometimes when I say chips, they think I'm talking about crisps, because they obviously hear what I sound like and guess that I don't know better or whatever. But I like it when locals take the time to educate me on the small things, like things I wouldn't normally think about. Okay, promise you're not gonna get mad or anything. Well, so there was this person I wanted to impress when I first got here. They were British, they were cute, and I kind of just wanted to impress them. So I asked them what they liked, and they said herbal tea. But I should have asked them to elaborate, because when I got to the supermarket, the range blew my mind. And this was the first time I, you know, actively went looking for tea over here. So I was standing there like an idiot, pacing back and forth, on my phone trying to figure out what they meant. Because one, there are a lot, and I mean a lot, of different tea brands. And not only that, when I looked it up, all tea comes from plants anyway, so do they mean herb like the English breakfast type? Or do they mean lavender or ginger? Which, by the way, counts as an herbal tea. Do you want anything? You sure? Okay. So, when I was in way over my head, there was this guy who worked there that just kept coming back. I don't know, I guess he saw that I was almost having an existential crisis and culture shock in the middle of a Tesco. So he came over to me and asked if I needed help. So I told him that I was looking for a gift for someone who liked herbal tea, but I'm not from here, so I don't know the nuances. I think we were standing there for about 30 minutes talking about teas. And for a young dude, he knew a lot. And I wanted to learn more because the more he talked, the more I could see he really liked the conversation, and it was nice. So yeah, that's something that I never really considered before moving here. I just accepted the scholarship, was psyched that it was in England, and that was about it. Okay, I was a little unprepared, but just a little. Honestly, I kind of like learning things on the fly. And if I ask about something, most of the time the people here are more than happy to tell me about the assortment of cookies to, biscuits to dip, from best to worst. I heard rich tea and digestives are neck and neck for the top. And then it goes... Hobnobs? I know, they sound weird, right? Yeah, hobnobs, and then bourbon creams. But there's like a bunch of different cookie cream biscuit things, so I don't really know. If I do want to dunk some biscuits into tea, I just go for the digestives and play it safe. Yeah, I have some at my dad's place. So, you up for a cozy night in? Good. It's bloody cold out here. It sounds weird if I say it, doesn't it? Alright, how about... It's bloody cold out here, isn't it? After we pop to the shop. I know, I'm bad, but I try. Nah, you didn't see that coming? Of course he's gonna be agitated. Not gonna lie, I can't believe it took that long for him to finally snap. Yeah. A couple of scenes ago, he was looking in the closet. You could tell something was gonna happen. Are you okay? That doesn't sound convincing. What's up? The TV isn't important right now. Come on, tell me what's going on. No, I can tell when something's bothering you. Because I'm worried about you? You've been kinda... off all day. And I didn't want to say anything because I could see you were trying to hide it, but you don't have to now. You're only hiding it from me, and I've said before, you never have to hide from me. Ever. So tell me, what's going through that pretty head of yours? What? I thought you and your parents were finally getting along. What did they say to you? But you graduated at the top of the class. Like, you got an award. And that's still not good enough for them. What the fuck? Well, what did they expect you to do? The amount of students who actually get a job fresh out of college is way too small. Even for someone who aced everything. Opportunities don't always come to everyone, and it's not like you're wasted without one right now. You deserve a break. And I've seen you work until you fall asleep on your books. I've seen you skip meals because you think it'll take up too much time. And if there's one thing I know about you, it's that you get tunnel vision and you forget to look after yourself. And that's why I like being there when you study. No, don't call it distracting you. I always want to make sure you're taking, what, 5 or 10 minutes away just so that you don't overwork. I want you to smile and laugh. And if I have to be the goofball to do that, then I'll happily make a fool of myself. Just for you. I'm gonna be blunt, but your parents are assholes. No, they are. They've put all this pressure on you, and you don't even realize. All they want you to do is work and study, but when do you actually have time for yourself? Exactly, and I shouldn't have been your only way to relax. I see you working your ass off every day. And even though I think it's inspiring that you do so much and work so hard, you need to finally slow down, you know? You've graduated. You did better than awesome, and now you deserve to celebrate. No. Us going to dinner, going to the fireworks, that's just living your life. You don't do that because you did work. Remember when we went to the haunted house? Yeah, and why do you remember it so much? Sure, it was our first date, but were you thinking that you were losing a day of work if you went, or did you forget about it and live in the moment as it happened? Right, and that's what you need more of. That's what I want to give you. Wait, what? Is that why you've been wanting to stay around more? I mean, I had a feeling, but I didn't know it was definitely because of what they were saying to you. I know I've said it before, but you are one of the most hardworking people I know. You make sure everything is done correctly, and you scold yourself when you get the littlest thing wrong. You hate it when you make mistakes, and I can totally get that. But we all do at some point. I mean, me, I probably make mistakes every day, and I embrace it because it just happens. But I also know that there are people who try to avoid it at all cost, and they think making a mistake is gonna cost their lives or something. It's nothing to feel ashamed about, babe. You can't learn to grow if you don't make mistakes. You can't be more vigilant if you don't make mistakes. I'm only carefree because I know that I have only one life to live, and I don't want to waste it worrying about what other people think of me. Why should I care about satisfying people who don't even think I'm good enough? So I go at my own pace because I'm the one living it, and I know what it takes to live in my shoes. I can't jump into someone else's and walk like they do. It just doesn't work that way. And it's the same with you. You know your own pace. You've done it for years. But you couldn't walk in my shoes, could you? Nah, just admit I'm too slow for you. But it's true. I mean, I am. I need to take things slower because my mind just doesn't work like yours. And that's okay. How I work is good for me, and I'm pretty content with it. And I want you to be too. But your parents aren't making it easier for you. If you only focus on working towards your future, you'll miss the life you're living right now, and you can't get those years back. Then, by the end of it, when you finally reached where you wanted to be, you'll look back on an empty road with no memories worth remembering. So then, what's the point of it all? College taught me a thing or two. I know it's hard to talk to them. Sometimes it's like talking to a brick wall, right? But at least you can chip away at it. It's not gonna be there forever. The sooner you tell them what's on your mind, the quicker you'll be able to make decisions for yourself and not base it on guilt for not meeting their standards. Well, my mom's just happy her kid managed to get into college, and my dad, well, you met him. He's trying his best to make things right with me, and he's letting me live here for free and providing for me at the same time. I wouldn't have been able to go if it wasn't for him, so yeah, they're both going with the flow like I am, I guess. What? Your parents said I was a distraction. Wow. I know I might look like an airhead, but I graduated same as you. Sure, I didn't get first class honors, but I got upper second class. And half the time I was stressing because I thought I'd only be good at volleyball. But I tried as hard as I could not to scrape a pass. I wanted to earn a good mark. Exactly, I did. And I'm proud of that. And you should be proud of what you've done. You don't think I was a distraction to you, right? I just wanted to make sure. The last thing I wanted to do was distract you from studying. And I know how hard you are on yourself. I mean, if you take time, even a little bit, to just relax, you feel guilty for taking a break and thinking that you could have used that time to do more work, and that's just not healthy. You see, it's not healthy, right? Like, I don't want to force you to agree with me. Okay. Okay, that's good. No, no, you didn't hurt me. No, it's fine. You know how much I worry about you. How much I want to see you smile. You know one thing I love the most? It's when you talk about something you're really passionate about. Even if it has something to do with college, you light up, and I could sit there for hours just staring at you and listening to you as you go off about the Black Death or something. I'm serious. You get so invested in things you care about, and I love that about you. You are so much more than your grades and what your parents want. What do you want? Even if you don't know, it's okay. You have so much going for you, and you might not know it yet, but you have time to figure it out. I sound sure because I'm sure of you. I always have been. I mean, I said it before, but you really are inspiring to me. Because despite what you go through, you stay strong. You keep your head up, or down if you want to study, and you push through it all. And you do it all with these heavy expectations. I know you've told me about your parents, but I can't help but feel like you'll have heavy expectations when it comes to us, too. See, that's so much for one person to carry. I'm here to help, and I can carry a lot. Both physically and metaphorically. So I don't want you to ever worry about needing to vent to me or anything. If you want some kind of advice, not that mine might help, but if you want that or just want someone to listen to you, I'm always here for that. Well, your home situation is pretty bad, right? I mean, to the point where you prefer staying here. So, why don't you... Why not? What about moving in with me? It's not all of a sudden. I've been thinking about it a lot lately, and now with college done, I'm gonna have to go back to the States eventually. But I don't want to leave you. If I'm the only thing that keeps you afloat, like hell am I going anywhere? Are you kidding me? They're gonna have to force me into a police car and drive off with me handcuffed before I give up on you. And I'll never get arrested, so that'll never happen. Yeah. An expired visa will, though. Have you thought about it? I think we could get a place together. I wanted to work when I finished college, which I have now, so I can start looking around. I don't know, maybe a waiter or something. I don't think there's going to be jobs for me considering the degree I got, and it won't be right out of the gate. I can work full-time, save up as much as I can, seeing as I'm not paying rent. But I do want to give back to my dad. It'll be a long way off, I know. But maybe I could ask him if you could stay here. If being at home is stressing you out, then I want you to have a place you can go to where you don't have to think about them. And if you're here, then it could be a test run of living together. Yeah. And my dad comes back here for a few weeks or a couple of months, and then he's off again. I don't mind it because we get to do stuff and hang out when he's not doing work, but being on my own for so long gets a little lonely sometimes. And I never thought I'd say it, but I miss the way my brothers annoy me. The love and annoy you. Those things are not mutually exclusive in my family. I want you to be happy, alright? That's all I want for you. And I can see that you don't want to go back. And I know why. The only solution I can think of right now is if you come live with me, here. There's more than enough space. the location is really good. And you don't even have to think that it's moving in with me. You'll be in a place that's safe. But the choice is yours. I won't say anything to my dad unless it's what you want. Yeah? You really wanna? I'll call him tomorrow. Yeah, the sooner the better. And then we can figure out what it's like to actually live together. When my dad comes back, he'll be fine. I mean, you've seen him. He tries too hard, and he already said he likes you. You didn't know? Yeah, I can't remember when. We were having a conversation one day, and I started talking about you. And then out of nowhere, he was like, "You got a good one there, son." And that just... I don't know, I was kind of shocked. And I didn't know what to say, except... I know. I'm 90% sure he'll let you stay. Can I tell him why? Okay, I'll make sure to talk to him tomorrow. I want to do what I can for you. What did you just call me? I'm not, okay, come on. Calling me a good boy is just... Well, you just said it out of the blue, so of course I wasn't prepared. I don't think I'd ever be prepared for that. Stop! You want me to what? I can't say that. Fine. Only for you. I'm a good boy. Shut up! You're so annoying! Love and annoyance aren't mutually exclusive, remember? And there's no way I can be mad at you. You want me to get those cookies? Biscuits. Yeah, I'll make you some tea as well. Stay here. I'm only a good boy for you, got it?
Yeah, di la verdad, por la primera vez en tu vida, di la verdad.